say we're at all right.
Are you familiar with this one?
Never heard of this.
Never. No. Dead Cats?
Nah, this is some...
Have you seen the Netflix?
It's some WPS.
Have you seen the Netflix?
Which one?
The Cats.
Don't Fuck With Cats?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it.
What do you think?
Some sick shit, man.
Yeah. I started watching Aaron Hernandez today.
Yeah, my girl told me to watch that shit. I ain't.
The only thing sadder than Aaron Hernandez's mom was probably the ASPCA commercials with Sarah McLachlan that they play on top. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
You know, the ones where they leave the dogs outside and the cold weather.
They singing the slow music and shit in the background?
Yeah. Terrible.
Nah, that don't fuck with cats. I don't fuck with them. Them people, man, they was like, they was more concerned for the animals than they was for the people that was getting fucked up.
Like that video a couple years ago when they took the homeless guy's dog, when they rode up on him?
Oh, yeah. Wait, it's a different one. I seen another one. It's a gay dude. He was like in France or some shit. He took the homeless dude dog and he like sashayed away. Did you see
that? Yeah, the one on your Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nasty.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Bill and Justin. Angry Algorithms. This is our first episode, January 16th, I think Thursday night, right? It's Thursday?
We're potting.
We're here in Podville.
You sober? I'm sober.
I'm not going to answer that question.
We was supposed to get a little tuned up, but...
Yeah.
I mean...
A little jitters. I kind of wanted to... No, I'm on a super coffee today.
Super coffee?
I mean, that's not a plug, but...
I don't know what the fuck that is. I remember that one time you came to class and you had...
So first of all, backstory. So we met probably like 12 years ago at tech school. Yeah, I had nothing going on. I was couch surfing and I figured I needed a way to incur debt. And what a better way than to go get a government loan for a career that you're probably never going to use. So, onward.
We was trying to be electricians, man. I was fresh out of high school.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Fresh out.
I just wanted to elect tricks.
Fresh out, sober.
It was election season. I wanted to elect tricks.
While Bill introduced me to to a lot of things back then.
So basically we've been doing stuff like this, like recording. You worked at the Sprint store for a while and you got that Palm Pilot. That was the original joint. That's what set it off. And then we started doing start doing short clips, stupid movies, shit like that. I can't believe you went to the archives today and you pulled one up about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
So they're in the news a lot lately. There's all these stories of human trafficking. And my experience with human trafficking wasn't as bad. So after fast forward a couple of years after we're out of tech school and you're got the job as a truck driver and picked me up on one of your routes one day. And
yeah, I needed some help.
I got my book bag with the rollerblades on.
You was the blade runner.
Blade runner in the back of the 18-wheeler truck. I rode in the back. My experience wasn't that bad. It was fucking hot, though. It was like middle of the summer.
It was hot as shit.
And then, you pulled up the clips. I'll see if we can set a link up where we can post it on the website, the video. Some of people know what I'm talking about because I sent some of it out on Instagram and stuff today. But Instagram doesn't pay us for clicks and stuff. So we have to do it through the website here.
Nobody pays.
Not really. Not at this point.
No.
That's where you guys come in, the fans. We need y'all.
Yeah, we definitely need the fans, man. Like, subscribe, rate us. We trying to be a 5-star podcast.
Yeah, I have a 5-star Uber rating, so I'd like to keep that going. I'd like to make that an extension of the rest of my life.
Don't rate us. Don't give us no 4, no 3, no 2, 1. Just don't even give us a 5 right away. Like, just if we not a 5-star podcast right away, just wait. I mean, we gonna pick up some steam. We gonna get rolling, and once we get rolling and we hot, we got the hot hand. I mean, then you just go in, you give us that 5, because that's all we need.
5 stars.
Five stars.
Maybe if
the four is like what's the point?
And a $5 tip. Pause.
Hmm. Wow. Why would you give? Why would you give a four? Like what's like that? Like people. When I used to work at the Sprint store, we used to ask to give us a five, right? And we'd be like, "Yo, just give us a five because the fours don't count. We only get paid for the fives."
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So I don't understand that shit. Like some people, a lot of people will give you a four because they don't want to give you a five. Like, yeah, like you they was cool, they was cool, but you know,
they're being stingy with their scores.
Yeah, like it's free. It's free. Like,
do you think that stems from something that happened in their childhood? Like maybe their kindergarten teacher held down on a gold star one day?
Or they held down on something else.
So they're like, every time I have to rate something, I'm going to fuck them?
Yeah, fuck them.
Just like the teacher, just like Mrs. Kravitz fucked me.
Yeah, show us on the hamburger.
Show us in where Mrs. Kravitz touched you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was giving love.
Yeah, nasty. Double, real nasty.
Double cheese.
Real fucking nasty. All right, so you like just went off of the how we met and shit. Like,
so backtrack. We're good.
All right.
We got an hour.
All right, what are we talking about?
So
school.
Yeah, we could do that.
We met in 07.
Yeah.
November.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it was
were super straight-laced.
Super straight-laced. Before that, I was just sitting in the crib.
No waves in the Crockett, none.
Playing video games.
Yeah.
Not getting no ass.
Nothing.
Not doing no drugs.
Simple life, probably crock pot.
I mean, my
crock pot meals in there, probably.
My Call of Duty killed
there was nothing
death.
Gourmet.
My kill-death ratio was super high on Call of Duty.
I don't even know what that means.
I mean, you're not supposed to. You was doing other things.
Yeah. so we go into this slum village. We go into this tech school and so we link up. We have a pretty good group of guys that were with us, and then a lot of us were like struggling financially, and some of us were getting out of prison.
Yeah, a couple
of them. We had a couple riders. So we kind of linked up. We had a pretty strong bond, and then things like we started getting into some shit. I don't even know if I'm allowed to. Yeah, fuck it. We'll just go with it. At one point, we put the lunch truck, we put him out of business.
Oh yeah, yeah. We had a real smooth operation. Like back in the day, you know, at Wawa, now they got the things where they just, you order your sandwich on the thing, they print out the ticket, you take the ticket to the cashier, and back in the day they used to have a stamp. And they would stamp your sandwich that said paid. So one day we like, all right, Wild Bill, somebody distract him. Distract the cashier.
Basically, I just walked up and just grabbed the
Wild
stamp.
Bill, but I grabbed the stamper.
But then we just took it to. So if that wasn't bad enough, then it was like, okay, a couple of us are just getting sandwiches and we're cool with that. But then greed comes in. Everybody's friend greed.
Yeah.
And we think, well, how can we maximize the fuck out of this?
Yeah.
Order, well, we did.
Order 20 sandwiches a day.
We ordered 20 sandwiches, and then we started knowing the people, and we were getting some of the candy was falling off the truck. I'm doing air quotes right now. The candy bars, we had the Gatorade, we had
everything.
Enough that we had specialized orders. Everyone could give us orders. We were doing breakfast sandwiches in the morning.
You were still in Sizzlies. I don't see how you got that shit off, but you definitely had a big coat. Sizzlies was definitely all up in the inside. I mean, we had a nice, smooth operation coming out the, what I had? I had an Impala back then. the old one Impala, the gray joint.
Then I got pinched.
Yeah, you got caught one day.
Lolo didn't go and pick up the Lolo.
By a fucking CO, a punk-ass CO. Like, you ain't even no real cop, Jay Reed.
I know, I didn't even have a license. Well, I still don't, but
He seen you. He was in the parking lot. You
and
know,
Wawa
got the big glass out front, and he was watching you.
And he walked back in, and he told the guy, he tells the guy, the cashier or whatever, he's like, every time you turn your head, he's clipping you. He's clipping you. So now it's a big congregation. Everybody comes out, and there's 97 Sizzlies in my fucking coupe.
No, but he tackled you, though, right?
No.
He didn't tackle you?
No.
Jeff, he lied.
He embellished.
Man. Yeah, he definitely said he tackled you, and yeah. All, a bunch of Sizzlies fell out your coupe.
No. No. Yeah, so then we do that. Oh, but the best part was, so then they take me down the street, and then we have, I popped bail. We got bail or whatever, and then we had a pizza party when we got back. Remember? We had the pizza party, and that's when
they freed you. They couldn't hold you
because
it wasn't over. It wasn't the total amount of shit that he took. It wasn't over $25, right?
I had 97 Sizzlies, and it's like GameStop. I had 97 Sizzlies, and it came out to cash like $17. Store credit, $375.
Yeah, they was like it's not enough for us to charge you. So
they let it go.
They let them walk.
Fast forward a couple hours later, we have a pizza party back at the tech school, and that's when so one of the dudes was a fucking skeezer, Joey Eyes, because his eyes are blue. Although he was a heroin addict and his eyes were always closed, so I don't know how anybody knew could tell his eyes were blue. That's when we had the pizza party, and he was doing the Kensington lean, and he's trying to lean over, but he's trying to pour soda, but never took the lid.
The cap wasn't off.
Yes, the lid was still on.
Yeah, he was standing up, trying to pour soda into a cup. But the cap was still on, and he was just sitting there, stuck.
All the way leaned over, yeah.
Stuck in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
Yes.
Oh, this is drugs.
Same guy that same guy that tried to sell the half-used, what was it, Proactive? Remember
Yeah. That's when I knew he was a real fiend.
Right.
He came in with a whole Proactive kit.
Half used. Right.
And then he sold you the camera, right? He sold you the digital camera,
yeah.
And it had family pictures on there, and he was in them.
Correct. Okay, so he didn't actually sell it to me. So he ran up a debt with me, and you know, he's ducking me, although he can't really duck me because he's my lab partner and he sits right next to me, dude. So he's like, so I'm like, hey, what's up with that money, dude? And he's like, I got you tomorrow. So, today, he comes in and he's like, yo, I don't have the money, but you like digital cameras or camcorders? And I'm like, I guess, let me look at it. The thing was sweet. It was super nice, right? So
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I guess, man. Where'd you get this? He's like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Says something. I'm like, oh, okay. So I flip it open, and then, he's still got fucking family Polaroids and shit in there, like videos, like in his backyard. Like they had just had a barbecue or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, dude, this is you. He's like, oh, my bad. You know what? Yo, he's like, let me get the, hold on. Let me get the memory card. And I'm like, what are you going to do? Leave the memory card where the camera was?
Yeah.
Like, just that? And then be like, I don't know what happened. The fucking camera jumped up, grew legs, but the memory card stayed.
Yeah, that school was definitely wild, man. It was definitely a nice introduction into the real world for me.
You know, when I knew it was a wrap, when we had the Christmas party and we had the weed brownies.
Yeah, we had.
And the instructor ate them.
Yeah, the teacher.
They fed. He looked like Santa.
They fed the teacher weed brownies, man. And then there's one dude. Ironically, his name was Justin. He was a little bit older. He was probably around the same age as you.
Yeah.
But he looked a lot scarier than me.
Correct.
And they brought in the the AV cart with.
He looked
the TV.
Like if Bow Wow did like 35 years at Rawway or something, or like Trenton State.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He looked like that.
Aged.
But they brought in the AV cart with the TV and the
Black
DVD
does
player.
Crack.
And this motherfucker got DVDs, right? And he brings out his book bag, the DVDs.
Yes.
Booty Talk 35.
Yeah.
And he popped the shit in.
Right. Room full of dudes.
All dudes. We in electrician class.
Let me get your Benfield.
He put the shit in.
He wanted to bless some Benfields.
He put the shit in. Fucking Wesley Pipes come out of nowhere. Big ass heme out of like, come on, man. Like, what are we doing here? I'm scared. I'm like, yo, this is not prison. Like, I felt like, what's the name? Money Mike on Friday After Next. We are not in prison anymore, Damon. Like, yo, what are you doing? Turn this shit off, yo.
You know when I knew it was a wrap? When we get to the second term. And they have like a little stick house joint, like a mock house where you can do like projects or whatever. And we were like, had just finished like a service entrance cable. That's the cables that come into your house that power your whole house or whatever. So we're doing some residential wiring, and old Joey Blue Eyes is on a sick. Mind you, we're wiring a fucking doorbell. Okay, so I don't know. How high are doorbells at most houses? Like 3 or 4 feet, maybe?
Yeah.
Like waist height?
Yeah.
Maybe nips at most?
No, that's too high.
Right.
Unless you're a midget.
You don't need to sit on a 6-foot ladder, right?
No.
Definitely not.
You definitely don't need a ladder for a doorbell.
Right. So here's this asshole sitting perched up on top of the fucking 6-foot ladder with his dope lean going on and his forehead, like the plywood for the house is bracing. He's holding himself up with his forehead, basically. And then the instructor, old Daryl, says, you know, we're going live, meaning he's charging the building up, so everything's live. Well, I don't know, maybe about 4.5 seconds right after that, don't you know, this son of a bitch touches the two wires and zaps the fuck out of himself. Ladder goes back, and so does he. He's horizontal now, and then looked like smoke was coming out of his ears and eyes.
He ain't feel shit.
Nah, not at
he
all.
He was on that dog food.
Yeah,
he was, on, he was on that fucking dog food.
He was
man.
On that chow down.
That what's it? Ukanuba.
Yeah. He was fucked up. I ran into him years later on a train.
Yeah, you told me that. I remember that.
Still high.
Surprised he's still alive, man.
That was years ago. He might be, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he probably elevated to ultimate crackhead, like ultimate fiend.
I don't know how much more you can get. It's half use proactive. That's pretty fiendish.
Sucking dick.
We don't know that didn't happen.
That's the highest.
Do you remember the field trip?
I wasn't there, but I remember.
Yeah, so we did a field trip. They took us on it. I don't know where the fuck it was. We were high. But 5 or 6 of us, like, carpooled. And somehow this dude talks one of our other boys. First of all, he didn't really have to talk much. He gave him a benzo, like a Xanax or a Valium or something. Klonopin. So, and my buddy doesn't eat. He don't eat them. So he's all fucked up. And then Joey Eyes talks him into, yo, let me drive your car. We can go make moves and do this and whatever. Now, mind you, other buddy has been, you know, was up all night or up late, whatever. So he's like, yeah, all right, cool. I'll just nod out in the car. You know what I mean? Take a nap. So that happens. And then buddy takes a nap. And then when he wakes up, wakes up to the sound of dick sucking. And he's in the back of his own car. And dude's up in the front seat getting sucked off by some fucking hooker.
Yeah.
And that's when he wakes up. He's like, yo, where the fuck am I? And then, you know, old Blue Eyes turns around and says, yo, you want to top my man off?
He had both legs up in the back seat.
Oh, that's right. He did say that. Oh, no. He was in the back and Cliff was up front.
Yeah,
down,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. He was in the back seat, both legs up, getting it.
Yeah.
Well, how was he a fiend? Getting hit, like he was awake for that, because most of the time he was fucked up.
I don't know.
That's crazy. Now that you think about it, like he was most of the time he was leaning when you seen him. He was just like a quiet dude, but then you would see him nodding off. And I ain't really know about heroin and shit back then.
Right.
So just to see it up close and personal was crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, it's some real shit going on out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that's pretty much how me and Wild Bill met, man. You know, the origin story of us. Like,
excuse me. By the time we were wrapping up, we had a lot of air quote projects going on. Enough that we had some of my family had done a breast cancer awareness cruise with Captain Lucky a year or two before.
Yeah, the booze cruise.
So we decided let's rent a yacht and we'll celebrate us getting through tech school. So we did. So we bought like 75 tickets or 50, whatever. So we put the X amount up. Everybody got allotted a certain amount of tickets or whatever. Then. And Ib stiffed us, right? He didn't show up. So we were short like 25 tickets.
Oh, for real? Ib ain't come? Yeah, he didn't come.
No, he didn't come. So then, so we're scrambling. We're like, okay, so.
Oh. That shit was popping without him, though.
Oh, my God.
That he definitely missed out.
He missed out. That shit was so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when she got there, they had the enormous bottles of liquor, like the trash can size ones. And he was like, because he was like, yo, dude, yo, you got a bag or something? Your mom's purse I could put this in? I was like, what? Look, you need a dolly for that, dude. What do you mean? Put a purse. So there was that. Yeah, then Captain Lucky, we ended up paying him in drugs, I'm pretty sure. He was like, wait, because, so like, we get
paid,
on the,
y'all paid him in coke, right?
Yeah, so he was like, yo, he was like, hey, you know, we're a little bit still, we're still a little bit short, you know, for the money, but, you know, I'm thinking, so this is like, he pulls me aside, so we're like down on the lower deck, like down by the, you know, control room, fucking steering wheel for the boat or whatever, and he's like, you know, I was thinking maybe, you know, you could pay in other ways or something. And
yeah, he definitely profiled us, was like,
and I was thinking the way the wrong thing. I thought he was like making like sexual, like he was making an advance at me. And I was like, excuse, what do you mean? I don't understand. And he was like, no, you know, like, and I was like, oh, you mean like party favors?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's no problem. My bad. I thought he was like coming on to me or something.
That's on deck.
Yeah. It was like, no problem. So then I, you know, right off, we got the party favors. I come back down and I was like, you know, I did a handoff or whatever. And then fucking one of my people was like, is that what I thought it was? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they're like, man, is the captain going to be high? And
I'm Cousin Cliff has some of the best in town, man.
The White Stallion Buck.
It was pure.
I mean, yeah, but at that point I said to, you know, I was like, well, if everybody else is high, why can't the Captain Lucky be high?
Facts.
We had a good time.
It's easy to draw the boat high.
He did a good job. I think some other people were driving the boat too, but I don't know.
Let me draw the boat.
Yeah, that was a good time though.
Yeah.
Oh, we had fun. Yeah. That was a real good time.
So what's going on, man? What's up? What's up with the world today, man? What's going on? What's got you angry, man? This the Angry Algorithms podcast. Like,
yeah, it is angry.
What the fuck? Like,
so the process to get here. So that, yeah, I guess a little more about it. So like, I guess maybe like 2 years ago, I was like thinking about writing a book, right? And I was like, cause I got all these fucking stories and anecdotes and shit like that. Like basically, like my whole life seems like sometimes when I tell people stories, they're like, there's no fucking way. They're like, that guy's got to be full of shit. And then once we meet other people that have been involved in the stories to validate, they're like, oh my God, he's not full of shit. He really is just fucking nuts. So I started writing, and then I'm like, nobody my age or our demographic reads fucking books.
Nah, niggas can't read.
And there's that. Some of them can't even, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have a lot of family from Philadelphia. Those public schools over there are fucking terrible. They're definitely not reading.
Yeah, they don't put no money in the hood.
So then I started, you know, the new wave. I was like, everybody's doing podcasts. And then somebody, like, I think one of my sisters was like,
you should podcast.
So
everybody potting.
Started looking into it. And then I guess about last year, we were going to do it. Shout out to my cousin, R Pros. He was going to help produce last year. And that didn't happen because, well, we went and shot an episode. And then he's like, yo, I'm moving to California. And I said, well, that's going to make it really hard to try and shoot the podcast. I don't have a budget to fly to California every week.
Yeah.
So he's out. He goes to California. I'm thinking about doing it on my own. And I don't know how to do any of the tech shit. Fast forward a couple months after that. And somebody mentions the people here at the studio that we're working with now. I know the guys. I know Joe. I play hockey with them. And then came in for a studio tour and was like, oh shit. So then talking to him a little bit more, I said, well, if I want, we could have done it at my house or could have done it on our own. But part of wanting to do this was if I want people to take us serious and have a professional feel, we have to have professionals help us out.
Yeah.
So that's why we're.
It's some professional shit, man.
Professional like, shit. That's
y'all
why
hear it?
Yeah.
It's this crystal clear quality.
Crisp.
I mean, you hear my voice?
It's like the air. Crisp.
Yeah.
No inhalers need it.
Yeah.
Nah. No asthma hands.
Nah.
None. I seen a meme today. It was Vlad the Inhaler.
What you call it? A what?
Meme? Meme?
Meme.
Meme?
That's what Ja Rule called it. Meme.
Meme?
It's meme.
Mimi, like from fucking Drew Carey. You don't even remember that show, do you? Mimi Rogers or Mimi Bobek?
The only Mimi I could think of is the one from Love and Hip Hop. You don't know nothing about that.
What do you mean, dude?
Stevie J, baby mom.
What, so you she think was, I don't she was, know Love and Hip Hop?
She made the porn.
You're right, I don't, but it was on a lot at at the all-male summer camps I used to go to.
That's wild. That's wild, all-male summer camps. But she made the porno.
Some people call them prisons.
Yeah. That's wild, too. she made the porno, right? She made the porno with dude.
Wednesdays?
She was hanging from the shower rod while he was hitting it from the back. I mean, she was good, though. She knew what she was doing.
The white dudes used to get hyped for Viking Thursdays.
What's Viking Thursdays?
Like the show on History Channel.
Oh.
So it was like Empire.
I was thinking something else.
Empire Wednesdays and Viking Thursdays?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not ethnic at all.
Yeah, it was no Titty Tuesdays in that bitch. None of that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so what? So the human trafficking, that was funny. I was thinking about another self-deprecating story.
What's that?
About me on rollerblades. So one time I was on my way to work, air quote, but before I went to work, I was going to go cop to get high before work. So I get off the train.
Cop what? What was you on that time?
Well, I was probably going to get heroin.
Mm.
Yeah.
That diesel.
Yeah. So
that dog food.
But then I'm like, you know what? Let me tell the story. It doesn't matter because I wasn't going to get anything because it got stopped. Sparks notes or Cliff's notes, I believe. Wait, that's when you jumped to the end, right? That's what you just did?
Yeah, something like that.
So I'm going to cop and I get off the train and I go through the projects, right? And come up by the Ben Franklin Bridge by like Rutgers. And I go under the bridge, come up 6th Street, make a right on Elm. And I see the cop facing me, and I'm like, oh, fuck. No, remember, I'm skating. I'm on the blades.
Yeah, blade runner.
Quick beeline up 7th. So now I'm heading back up north, right? Which I kind of have to go that way anyway. I'm trying to get to, like...
What would be the music of choice at this time? Like your action music?
Godsmack, I Stand Alone.
Never heard of it.
Well, Google.
All right.
So I head up, right, and I get to State Street. I make a right. And before I go to make the left on 8th, I peek heading back south because that's where the cop was. Oh, fuck, there he is, right? So I turn back the way that I was coming.
When you was, like, running from the cops, would you do tricks in between, like show off and shit?
You're about to find out.
All right.
So I beeline back the other way, right? Now, I see, like, lights. And whoop, whoop. So I'm like, oh, shit. So he, like, gets up pretty close to me. So I, like, kind of, like, wave him on. And at that point, he, like, gets up closer to where he has, like, the front quarter panel of the car, like, on my back thigh, almost, like, on my ass.
Yeah.
Pull over! So I'm like, oh, all right.
Pull over.
Yeah.
You're like, on fucking rollerblades.
You fucking, dude, I'm perched on your hood, dude.
Yeah.
Looking like a damn gargoyle on skates, bro.
Looking like the Rolls Royce emblem and shit.
Yeah, pretty much. So he pulls me over. And I'm sitting there, right? And then the backup car comes, right? So it's like an older black cop, probably like early 50s, maybe mid to early 50s. And then a Spanish cop, he's probably a little bit younger than him, maybe like 45-ish. So the black cop takes my ID and blah, blah, blah. He's got his music on, and I'm talking to the younger cop, and we're talking about music or whatever. So the black cop looks over at me, and he's like, oh, you think you know a little bit, huh? And I said, oh, I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends. What are we talking about? Like music, you mean? And he's like, yeah, you think you know a little bit. I said, well, I mean, I come from a large family. Yeah, and music's our shit, so I know a little bit. Yeah, what's up? And he's like, oh, do you wanna? And yeah, strange reference. I had no idea. And then, but he's saying it as he's looking at the other cop, do you want to? And I'm like, what the fuck? Like thinking this is going to turn into some weird fetish that cops just want to rape me while I'm wearing skates or something. Like, yeah. Get that off the checklist. So as it turns out, that was not it at all.
Yeah.
So he kind of made, I forget, he made some kind of reference and then looked at it again. And I said, I jokingly said, so what's this going to be like? Name that tune and then, you know, you're going to... You know, I named the song and then you're just going to let me go. And he's like, matter of fact, yeah, that is what we're talking about. And I'm thinking, no fucking way. I said, matter of factly, I said to him, I said, you already started writing the ticket. And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Excuse me, sir.
What was he writing you a ticket for?
And probably being white in Camden. It's it's like being black and driving in the suburbs or whatever. Black while driving.
Yeah, you were skating.
White
skating
while skating. Skating.
Skating in the hood while white.
So he says, you let me do my job. He said, you know, I've been on the force. He's 19 years. And he's tapping his chest. 19 years. He's like, how long you been on the force? Whatever. Insert any Spanish name. Whatever. Hernandez or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, 17 years? He's like, 17 years. He's like, that's almost 50. And I was like, that's not even 40, but okay. Sure. So he says, you're not going to... I said, let's do it, dude. So he's like, all right, but we're not giving you old any. We're not going to give you old just any old radio jam. So I'm like, okay, whatever, dude. So he pulls out his iPod, right? Now, mind you, it's like at this point, it's like almost daybreak, 6:30, and you know, people are starting to wake up. Kids are getting ready to go on the bus stop, and then here's me still sitting on, you know, curbside with skates.
They had time for that. Why was they doing that at 6 a.m?
For fun.
All right.
So there we are. Now he pulls out his iPod, and the iPod's all hooked up, wired through the car. You know what I mean? It's through the sound system, Bluetooth, you know, so you can boom, boom, boom. Yeah. You know, like, so when he goes, pull over, asshole. But it's actually the music, right? So he plays the track, and I'm like, oh, shit.
It's my shit.
I said, hold up. I said, I let it go. The bass, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. It comes on. And I said, that's not a...
You start twerking?
I said, that's not, no. I said, I said, that's not, it's not the Isleys, is it? And he says, no, no. And I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Excuse me, sir. I said, you know why it's not the Isleys? And then I looked at the poppy and I said, because that's Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes and Teddy Pendergrass on lead.
Teddy P, man. They don't get no better than that, Teddy P, boy.
And then I go,
oh, man. And Teddy P be talking that shit, boy.
Spanish cop goes, booyah, I told you to stop playing a game with the fucking white kids.
Teddy P be talking that shit, boy.
He did. He talked to me right out of that situation. Yeah. Thank God. So I said, yo, I quick grabbed my bag. I'm like, yo, I can go, right? You said I can go? And he's like, he ripped the ticket up, right? And then the Spanish cop goes, yeah, but wait, hold on. And I'm like, here we go, introducing new charges. And he's like, nah, chill, man. He's like, hey, man, you can do any tricks on them? And he wants me to do fucking tricks on the fucking skates, right?
Yeah, watch this one. Look, I'm going to disappear on your ass.
Yeah. I said, hold on, I got one for you, hold on. So I back up, right, and I said, yo, hold on. Play another song for me. Put another song on. I don't remember what it, because it didn't really matter, but what song he put on. But I said, I specified it with, put on like a, you're at in the, you know, like you're in the backyard at a barbecue and it's like a, ooh, that's my shit type, you know what I mean? Get up off your seat type.
Yeah.
Yeah, he put one of them on. And then I back up, and then as soon as the bass dropped, I start taking off down the street, and then I spun around and then started moonwalking down State Street.
Oh, yeah. You was definitely good with the moonwalk on the blades.
We got the clip. That's in that clip that we mentioned earlier.
That's a classic clip right there, moonwalking.
It's so dumb.
Hey, you talented, man.
Yeah.
You talented on
the
blades.
My sister said it was smooth and graceful.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. I never did no shit like that. Like, nah.
It's probably the long hair.
Nah, I can't do it.
You think it's the long hair? Do you think that helps?
Oh, on you?
Yeah.
Nah, I think it's the
lack, oh, how about
the,
we went...
the lack of melanin in your skin.
How about we went out, when did we go out? Like, I don't know, a couple months ago? And,
What, your sister's party?
No, the time before that, when we went to PJ's, and your boy was like,
Oh, he
was like, Bill, you got your hair still? We were discussing male pattern baldness.
Oh, yeah.
Bill, you still got your hair? And I pulled that. He was like, oh, all right. Never mind. Go ahead and put your hat back on.
Yeah, yeah. He got a beautiful head of hair, folks.
That's what he said. Why didn't you? Oh, I remember when I first made, when people first made a MySpace, my sister, because I didn't really want one. And they made it and they, whatever your byline was, I love my hair. It's better than yours.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Bill, man. He got his hair. There's no signs of him going bald. Like, that's a blessing right there.
I do got the grays, though. Silver Fox.
It don't matter. Ahead. All the drugs, you got a TBI.
Traumatic
brain injury.
Yeah.
Like, and you still got your hair.
Yeah.
Like, my shit is going, like.
And low. My teeth. I have my teeth, too.
Yeah. My shit going thin in the middle.
My grandma said it was $1 million smile.
Yeah, I mean, grandma, she going to tell you them good lies.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, ain't nobody going to lie to you like grandma, boy. Shit, but, you know, it's an epidemic out here, man. Shout out to Heed, man. You bald fuck.
Like, he's an international traveler, though.
Yeah, he bald, man. He went to Ireland the next week. Like,
It was the next morning.
The next day. How the fuck you get a job?
First of all, hold on, pause.
How you get a job in the first day they send you to Ireland?
Wait, that was his first day?
His first day, week. They sent him to Ireland.
I was just going to bring up the fact that he was about to order, the Diablo wings.
I said, this is some white privilege shit, yo. What the fuck is going on around here?
I'm not ordering Diablo wings and then getting on a plane and international flight for 9-12 hours, dude. What are you fucking nuts?
Your stomach can't handle that.
Well, anybody. I wouldn't recommend it.
It was like that day you came in, at school, you was all fucked up, and you had a coffee. And you had a Monster Energy.
No, that's not even true. That was probably every day. No, the time that I almost had a heart attack, I thought I was having a heart attack.
No, you didn't have a heart attack. You had a shit attack. You was running to the bathroom like, yo, this ain't it.
Oh, I shit myself.
Almost. Like that too much of that caffeine, man, it'll do it to you. I learned it the hard way myself a couple years later. I'm like, okay, this is what Wild Bill was feeling that day.
Now, the time I had, almost thought I was having a heart attack was when I came in. I was like, I was up all night partying, and then I came in and I had the coffee and the 19 energy drinks on the thing.
Oh, yeah.
One of every flavor.
No, you had the 5-hour energy.
I had a bunch of them, too.
Yeah,
didn't work.
They was new. They was fresh out.
Yeah, that didn't work.
It was new in 07. Yeah,
remember, I used to joke. I was like, I'll stop on the way home, get a 5-hour energy, go home, take a nap, fall asleep.
Yeah, what was the point of that?
Right.
You're going to take a 5-hour energy, then go to sleep.
Well, I guess the point being that they just didn't work.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm like the opposite of Bernard Hopkins. I'm like, I have alien DNA, but it's just opposite.
Yeah, baby. Man. Shout out to all the bald niggas out there. Like, my man, he going to get that piece, though, man. They got the pieces now for the dudes. You seen them joints yet?
What, is that like LeBron's?
Yeah, Bron got a piece, but
like the spray on shit.
Nah, ain't no spray on. It's like a piece.
Real.
They glue it on.
They glue it.
They glue it on. Like you could have the waves and everything. Bring your whole shit back. Like you could be looking like me up here.
Oh, I seen somebody that had a terrible hairline, and then
it looked like a uncooked black pack of oodles and noodles they put on top of your head. They like take a layer off the oodles and noodles and place it on. And they glue it on, and they just start shaving it down, and they blend it in and everything. They spray it a little bit.
Charcoal flavored oodles and noodles.
You be back out here.
Ramens.
You don't have to hatfish bitches no more.
Hatfish.
Yeah, hatfish. You ever heard of that?
No.
Like, bald niggas do it. They wear hats all the time.
Like Brett Michaels? Like the dude from Poison that has the bandana, that has the hair tied into his bandana?
Rock of Love.
Yes.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
He
bald?
Yes.
Oh, shit. He had fish.
You know what? Actually, this is a good segue. I wasn't even thinking about this, but fuck it. We'll do it right now. I was going to do this a couple episodes down, but we're going to do it right now. We'll just bring it out. Top 5 wigs in Hollywood or entertainment. Go. I didn't know fucking Burt Reynolds was fucking had a wig.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Steve Harvey.
Definitely.
Steve Harvey. When Steve Harvey came out the closet as a bald man, it was incredible. I'm like, yo, this whole time.
Oh, he's been so bald for so long. I totally forgot.
When he had the show. Pro.
Yeah. I forgot.
And then it started making me question,
Kings of Comedy, Steve Harvey, old school.
Yeah, he was bald.
Right.
The whole time he had a piece on.
You think? Oh, the whole time? Do you think?
The whole time.
You think he's the poster boy? He should have got on with this company.
But I don't know any. I don't. Who else was out here with a piece on though as a dude?
Well, maybe it would just be a preview. I don't know. I had a whole fucking list, man.
Because you know the white dudes got the toupees. Black people don't wear toupees.
Amber Rose.
Nah, Amber Rose. Hey, she got a beautiful bald head.
Right, but sometimes she wears wigs.
I don't want her. I don't like her with a wig on. When she got hair, it don't look right.
Right.
She came into the game with the fresh Caesar.
Right.
And that's it. You can't do nothing else. Don't put no hair on. None of that. I need to see that. The baldy.
Keira Knightley, the chick from whatchamacallit?
Who that?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, I never watched that.
That wasn't really what we were talking about, but
I've never watched that though. I don't know. I just know Johnny Depp from that joint.
He's probably got a wig.
He probably do.
Keira Knightley. Let me see. What else was she in? Keep talking.
Oh no. Who else had a wig? What's her name?
Oh, she's in Star Wars too. Well, you don't like Star Wars either.
I don't fuck with that either. A lot of geek shit. I don't fuck with.
You're just not cultured yet. You'll get around. You'll get to it.
I ain't had time for that, man. Around those times, I was into.
Anyway, yeah, she's got. I guess she's got like, what is it, alopecia? Hair loss.
She go to my church.
Oh, alopecia.
Yeah.
She's a lovely girl.
Yeah. She cool.
Alopecia. Shout out to everybody that's suffering from alopecia.
Yeah, man. Just, you know what I mean, deal with it. Just go with the flow. See, nowadays, man, people like to shame you on, you know, little shit.
Like what?
Like, I seen last night Markelle Fultz.
Yeah.
He had a good game.
Right.
Against the Lakers. They won.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see no highlights of him shooting a jump shot.
Right.
He all layups.
Oh, I raised a point. Somebody brought this up today in a group text with a couple of my cousins. Do you think Markelle Fultz turnaround has anything to do with J. Cole giving him the shout out in the 21 Savage track?
Nah, he just with the magic. He with the magic, man. He has no pressure on him.
Right.
He was too pussy to play out here in Philly, man. Right. He couldn't handle it.
So it's not because of the shout out.
Fuck no. Because, all right, before you cut me off.
Right.
He was doing all these layups. There's the one layup, he driving to the cup.
I seen it.
He pushed Bron out the way. And you got people on Twitter laughing at Bron like, this is your best player in the world. This is your king. Yeah, bitch, he's still the man. Like, the fuck is you talking about?
Why, because Markelle Fultz drove once?
Yeah, like, y'all motherfuckers is shaming this man because he got scored on by Markelle Fultz? Come on, man. Like, people can have off days. Like, so, motherfuckers is going to get scored on.
So, what is it? January 16th right now, right? And what? So, Markelle Fultz is strung together a solid 20 games?
Yeah, he don't get my respect. He don't. No. I haven't seen no highlights of him shooting the ball. Like,
I didn't even know he was playing well until 3 days ago.
Yeah, maybe not even that. He not that dope. He in Orlando.
I'll be honest, I really wasn't paying attention either.
He in Disney World, man. Nobody gives a fuck about Orlando.
That's true.
You go down there to go to Disney World.
Right.
Or to a gay nightclub.
Man, isn't that where the thing was too?
Yeah.
That's terrible. We're going to get kicked off already. Yeah.
That was too dark for you?
No, right. Definitely not. Oh, how about, I got a dark joke for you. So one time we go down to Baltimore, right? Me and a friend of ours, Justin knows him, Cousin Cliff.
That's Cuz.
We go down to
Free Cousin Cliff, man.
Yeah, he'll be home soon. So we go to, we were going to go to a local bar, local from here. And that was the plan all the way up until they got into my driveway. And they're like, yo, we're going to change of plans, dude. We're going to Baltimore. And I'm like, oh, okay. I don't really have the money for that. Anyway,
you don't need no money.
You don't need money.
We got drug money, bitch.
Yeah, what are you talking about? We're good, right? So I'm like, okay. So I'd never been to a strip club in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
So we get down there and there's a whole shit ton of us, probably like.
Before that, have you ever been to a black strip club? Before that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Which one?
A couple in North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina.
Yeah.
They got them big country thick bitches down there.
Yeah, and Biscuits.
With the big...
I believe was her name. It was big, Biscuits.
The big BBWs. Shout out to all the BBWs out there, man.
So,
with the big areolas the size of dessert plates. Shout out to you.
So so we get down there and I wasn't totally familiar with the rules. So I ordered a drink and then, you know, one of the hookers comes over and was like, that dancer, excuse me, was like, hey,
if she sound like that, I hope you ran.
That was just for dramatic effect. Right. Hey, but I'm still going to do it. Hey, can I sit down and talk?
Who want to talk in the strip club?
That's what I was thinking. And I'm like, I mean, honestly, honey, I was like, I don't give a fuck what you do.
Twerk, bitch.
Right. So that, I guess, was her invitation to sit down. So she sits down. But unbeknownst to me.
Maybe she was on break.
No, she wanted a drink. And then the dude comes over to me and was like, that'll be $25. And I'm like, excuse me? He's like, $25.
Oh,
like,
yeah. They definitely racially profiled you in there.
Said, $25 for what? And he was like, for the drink. I'm like, I already paid you for mine. And he's like, for hers. And I'm like, I'm not paying for hers. And he's mm-mm. like, you said sit down. I was like, I told her I don't give a fuck what you do.
Yeah. They didn't have a rule board up for you.
And that's when Cousin Cliff, I'm thinking the poppers. I'm thinking the E's kicked in because he ran the fuck out, dude. Right
yeah, he see, they didn't know who you was with. They didn't expect you to be in there with them.
Nah. Yeah, but that was that. Then we ended up, it was bad because he was looking for his cousin's house all night. We couldn't find it. He was just all fucked up. And then I'm on the White Stallion Buck, so I'm up all night. I'm designated fucking high driver. And then we got to drive all the way back to Atlantic City.
Yeah, you could do that off the Yola.
Oh, yeah. But the next day was pretty unpleasant, though.
Oh, yeah, you crashed.
Always, yeah, crank neck.
It was hurting.
Yeah.
You needed some more dog food.
Nah.
No, none of that Ukanuba.
No.
All
right. We were good. Nah. But I guess, you know, we got some pretty exciting things. We got some pretty serious guests, like a lot of people that are at the top of their, in the tops of their fields, in their careers.
I mean, you look at, right now, you got a top truck driver in the game right now.
Number one, A1 rank. Like, yeah.
I'm out here, man.
Yeah.
I could whip anything.
Right. I don't want to give away too much because some of the stuff we're still trying to work out, so I don't want to promise any big guess, but a couple that we have lined up are pretty big.
For real? You ain't telling me.
Big, yeah.
All right. I'm ready.
Potentially an Olympic gold medalist.
Olympic gold medals?
Potentially, yeah.
I know Olympic gold medals.
We're trying to work it out, yeah.
No, she got bronze. She got a bronze medal.
A bronze?
Yeah. Matter of fact, she, Nia Ali.
Okay. Track?
She got world championship past summer.
Yeah.
And the hurdles. She nice.
So she thinks she'll come on?
No. She too busy. She's somewhere. She in Florida.
She can Skype.
Nah, she too busy, man.
You're not selling the show enough, dude.
I mean, we gotta get big.
How do you
man?
Know if you don't ask?
We gotta be a 5-star podcast.
We are a 5-star. We're just nobody knows
not yet.
Yet.
Not yet. Not yet. We're gonna work our way there. It'll be a 5-star.
Oh, Taylor, I forgot.
Podcast.
We live. Welcome, Taylor, to the podcast.
What's going on, fellas?
He's our producer extraordinaire. He's gonna be here with us for every time we're here.
Well, I'll go live whenever you want to, but.
Not
when we, yeah, no, when we were talking, it sounded like you didn't really want to do
Correct.
That for the first one.
Right.
No, we ain't going live yet.
All right, but sometimes I'm unclear when I communicate, but okay, cool.
We gotta let the people know when we go live, though.
Like, I know,
we gotta let them know in advance.
I was a little bit reluctant to tell people, like, I didn't send links out. Well, one, I didn't have the links, but two, like, I just wanted to see how it was going to go first, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the tester. It's the tester.
The testy.
You had a couple testers in your day, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. There was usually a line around the block.
Yeah.
Everybody's lined up. They're like, what's going on over there? I'm like, oh, they're giving out humble pie. He said, how do you know it's humble pie? I'm like, well, everybody's waiting for free. It's like a mask. It looked like a scene out of fucking Walking Dead.
Yeah, I definitely seen that in, I was delivering out in Trenton. I seen them lined up. I'm like, what are all these people lined up for?
Yeah.
It wasn't. Like, I'm like, what are they giving out?
Not bean pies.
Oh, drugs. Oh, okay.
Not bean pies. Yeah, I don't know. So what do you think? You feel all right in the studio? You feel pretty good for the first rip?
Yeah, I feel all right. Like, man, I mean, next time we gotta have a couple drinks.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I feel a little bit better. I just wanted to get the first one out of the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I feel better though.
Yeah, we gonna be potting, man.
Yeah,
we gonna be fucking potting.
Yeah, we're in there. It's exciting. Our first business expense we wrote off tonight was we got a pizza.
Yeah, I needed that.
I think all good decisions are made with pizza, so why not? That should be the start, right?
Yeah, definitely needed that
pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. So what do you think? You good? You feel? I think we're good, Taylor.
That's it?
Yeah, we'll wrap it up for tonight.
It's time. That's the time.